Matthew 6:6 states, "But you, when you pray, go into your room, and when you have shut your door, pray to your Father who is in the secret place. And your Father who sees in secret will reward you openly." Good evening, my beautiful soul family. I welcome you to a new day in the divine kingdom on earth. Whereby our ascended masters and heavenly host are working diligently with us to bring heaven to the earth. Just think for a moment what life would be like if we could have that experience while on earth today. What would you begin to create in its divine blueprint? No longer would we have the cares of life being thrown at us, but a readjustment with what we ourselves want to see happen in our world, as it would materialize before our very eyes. Being able to create without having to do much will instantly change the makeup and construct of this planet. We are nearing the precipice of change. We each have been chosen for such a time as this. As a matter of fact, that is my mother's saying. She used to always tell me, "Daughter, we each have been chosen for such a time as this. We will walk the earth with the angels again. We will be able to see our loved ones that have gone home to glory, but in a much more peaceful existence, as we are now understanding things, as they will be able to commune with us, communicate with us, and spend time with us. They will have the capabilities to materialize before us as we think on them and dematerialize or disappear once our time spent with them draws nigh. We must all begin to see ourselves as the masters of light see us. We each are very special to this earth in our own unique way. No one knows the uniqueness of you but yourself and God above. What you offer the planet at this current time will be your inherent qualities of life that have been building for many eons of time. And you are uniquely divine in your own right. Yes, we are children of the Most High, and we are all children of the light. Just bask in that expression of love right now. As we prepare for our decree session, you know, I love my decrees, right? All right. Our short preamble for today is, in the name, in the name, my beloved, mighty, I am presence. Higher mental bodies of all mankind, all great beings, powers, and legions of light. The beloved Lady Master Chohan Nara. Archangel Uriel, Archei Aurora. Elohim peace and Lady compliment, aloha. Beloved Jesus and the blessed Maha Chohan. Archangel Michael, protect us in the God qualities of protection. Archangel Raphael, send forth the God rays of healing now in the supply of God of 1,000 suns, so that each one continues in the service of humanity, and especially of ourselves, in order to make the ascension. Archangel Uriel, still us and quiet our minds in the stillness of the hour as we enter into that moment of silence with presence. Elohim peace. Send forth the necessary peace to bring comfort to all that are needing a dose of peace to reign in their lives on today. Saint Germain and Elohim Arcturus, and all who serve in the temple of resurrection and the temple of the ascension. Come, come, come. Come. In your visible, tangible, ascended master bodies, raise your cosmic swords of blue flame of 1,000 suns from the great central sun that transcend every human concept. Give these decrees with us. Hold them eternally sustained, ever expanding and world engulfing, and reign everywhere supreme with full power for all eternity. And our decree declaration comes out of the I Am Decree Book 4, page 125, number 96 and 97. I'll give you a second to get there. In the name, of our beloved mighty I Am Presence and beloved mighty Cosmos, I accept the anchor of peace which you have established within my electronic circle. As a powerhouse that I may draw upon at any moment, instill all the energy around me, everywhere, forever. I accept the anchor of peace which you have established within my electronic circle as a powerhouse that I may draw upon at any moment, and instill all the energy around me, everywhere, forever. Oh, beloved mighty I Am Presence and beloved Elohim of peace, I demand the very air I breathe be charged with peace. I demand the mighty Elohim of peace, Son of invincible peace, flood my being and world in my electronic circle until it becomes blazing around me and illumines the atmosphere wherever I move, and it becomes the compelling power of victory everywhere forever. I demand the very air I breathe be so charged with peace. I demand the mighty Elohim of peace, Son of invincible peace, flood my being and my world in my electronic circle until it becomes blazing around me and illumines the atmosphere wherever I move, and it becomes the compelling power of victory everywhere forever, everywhere forever. Beloved I Am, beloved I Am, beloved I Am. And our spiritual guidance prelude for today comes out of the I Am Discourses by Beloved Jesus, Volume 7, page 364 to 367. We need in the physical world to help protect the life streams that are trying to hold to the constructive way of life at this time. And your very radiation will be courage and strength and power to those life streams to hold to that which is constructive. So your blessings are far, far greater than you understand. And being willing to give that blessing to other life streams such as you and I, you automatically must become enfolded in those blessings from our octave, the Ascended Master's octave. And you, while yet unascended, can go forth in much greater peace and in the security of our protecting sacred fire, and hold control of conditions in the outer world that the rest of mankind cannot hold at this time. So you are of very great use to us. You are a very great blessing to your nation. And I do not say this to just make you feel comfortable. I say this because the world has so few people within it who will hold the purity, hold the harmony long enough to let us create the momentum in and around them to help set them free. Blessed ones, we are willing to amplify back to you without limit every call you make to set the rest of life free. And as you are willing to go forward and continue that call and keep demanding the Ascended Master's sacred fire control of everything in the physical world, you give us one opening after another wherein we can establish a permanent flow of the sacred fire purity and power from our octave into the physical world to at least hold certain portions of the earth free from the control of destructive forces. So we are going to use this in the most powerful way possible. As the outpouring goes forth through I Am Come, I assure you, we will release through you, through the audience, while the attention of the people is upon myself and the cosmic law and the activities of the sacred fire and the mighty Saint Germain's violet flame, freedom to the earth, while the attention of the people is upon that. We will use every power of the sacred fire to send forth into this nation and into the world everything possible at this time to help hold protection for everything that is constructive until the masses of people turn away from the hordes of evil who seek only to destroy them. Blessed, blessed, blessed ones, you precious I Am students, we love you beyond words, and may our love to you flood your love to your loved ones. And to the rest of life, everywhere you go, that there may be only miracles and victories of our perfection in and around you, as long as you remain unascended. And may your invincible protection be eternal, ever expanding, in the Master Presence wherever you abide. I commend you unto the fullness of everything that peace is. And as you are willing to use our life and our sacred fire control in the physical octave to bring purity and peace to the rest of life, you must of necessity be sealed in our Ascended Master purity and peace. And there is victory and protection and freedom and power for eternity. May you feel it, and may you call and call and call until our momentum is a blazing sun presence around you, visible to everything that lives and invincible, into which no discord can ever come. And you will find our sacred fire control is peace. I am the Prince of Peace. I am the Prince of Peace. I am the Prince of Peace. And wherever I am, or mankind's attention is upon me, my heart's flame of peace shall expand and enter into life and raise all into the same perfection of the ascended master's octave that is the sacred fire's love of eternity. I commend you to its everlasting peace. Thank you all. The great Master Jesus. Let us just soak that message up on today. I just love the Ascended Master's teachings. I revel in that. I reverence all of that. And our prayer, invocation, and supplication for the hour as we are nearing this beautiful essence of the evening at the close of the night. I just pray and hope that you all have a good night. This is the first one that I've done in the evening. I apologize for that, but I have a relative that's near and dear to me that's currently in the hospital at this time. And so I could not do the morning decrees. I'm asking for your prayers on today for my family as we begin this prayer invocation for the hour. All right. In the name of my beloved mighty I Am Presence, we call to the great hosts and legions of light who have assisted life so long on this blessed planet. We give praise and thanks to the Ascended Master Chohan, Lady Nara, Archangel Uriel, Archei Aurora, Elohim Peace, and Lady Compliment, Aloha, and all the legions of angels of the six-ray band of light who offer to our planet and all life everywhere the qualities of the resurrection, resurrecting the earth and all thereon back into a state of eternal peace. This divine essence of peace is the stillness of every hour, the tranquility of the moment, and the serenity of basking in the quietude of the resurrection flame. As we bask in the realm of this divine knowing of truth, let us all allow the entrance of our divine sonship and daughtership, the great I Am Presence, to come forth, come forth, come forth right now in our beings and worlds, to be in our hearts and shine its magnificent light upon us now. Our beloved, mighty, I Am Presence, we come before you on today, asking that your light within us springs forth and power us awake. Power Power us awake. Power us awake. Regenerate. The resurrection flame. Regenerate now. The resurrection flame to revive us. To renew us, to restore us back into our divine power, our divine dominion, and our divine authority to have the onward progress of shining enough light. Creating enough light and qualifying enough light into each person, place, condition, or thing that I come into contact with, and that throughout my being and world to remedy all back into the joyous, happy, blissful state of being before this world was all darkness. Blast, blast, blast. Enough light to transmute, transmute, transmute all into the light of God and remedy the causes, cores, effects, records, and memory of it. Replace it with the ascended host qualities of divine love and light operating here. We must change to allow Mother Earth to change into its blissful state of being. We must magnetize and radiate enough light so that Mother Earth can magnetize and radiate enough light to knock out all discomfort and dis-ease in every continent, and that our divine authority will render us in total alignment to make the ascension at the close of this lifetime. It is so done in the name of the Father. It is done in the name of the Son. It is done in the name of the Holy Spirit and World Mother. And so it is. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. Beloved I am. And our affirmation for the day is, I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the resurrection and the life. I am the ascension and the light. I am the ascension and the light. I am the ascension and the light. I am the open door which no man can shut. I am the open door which no man can shut. I am the open door which no man can shut. And our closing remark is this. Beloved of the light, let us enter in tonight deeper and deeper into the true understanding in the feeling world of all that the cosmic Christ means to you. When I say the cosmic Christ, I mean that mighty presence of the I Am in the physical sun, in the great central sun, and in those great beings who minister to this whole system of worlds. I want you to feel when you call forth the immortal mastery of the cosmic Christ into your outer activities by the command of that mighty I Am Presence in the great central sun. You have taken a step that is of cosmic importance to the planet. I want you to feel tonight and know the cosmic power that stands ready to move into outer action, that which must come in order to cleanse the earth and set mankind forever and eternally free. I hope that each of you have received what you needed to receive from this message tonight. I am of myself just the vessel of Christ trying to get out to the whole masses the message of that great I Am. That I Am. All there is. And I hope that in that receivership that you will continue to come back and listen to our podcasts, listen to the messages and prayers and the articles, and even going out to Amazon, downloading Kindle, and being able to receive the ebooks that I have out right now. Please just allow for the teachings to just envelope you, envelope each and every one of you, to have that extenuation extend out to those you love, to those in this comforting hour, anyone who is going through at this current time in their body. The body of Christ compels you, and I am but that vessel of Christ, leading the way for all of my brothers and sisters to have the forward progress to make their ascension into the light. This is Tammy Dennis with Destiny, the Open Door, and our spiritual life teachings, signing off. May the grace of God be with you. May the light of God forever shine the benevolent light upon your life. And may you always dwell in the resurrection flame of this great earth. And in the earth, and in the atmosphere, that temple of the ascension is for each and every one of us to be able to make the ascension into that great light. Kadosh, 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 Adonai Sabaoth. Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. Adonai, dear destiny, the open door. God bless you all. Namaste. Peace be with you and upon you. Love and light to you all. Almighty I Am. Almighty I Am. Almighty I Am. I am light. 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 Om. We thank you so much for your support of Destiny the Open Door and our spiritual life teachings. Have a wonderful night.